Welcome to the Small Church Leadership Podcast, the podcast where we are helping the small church fulfill the big mission. My name is Brian. I am a fellow small church pastor in the trenches alongside of two really cool dudes. These guys are the best. I'm alongside of Joey and Colby, as you know, the gruesome twosome. Guys, what's up? Colby.
My life is dope and I do dope things.
And I am blessed and I have a confession in just a minute to make.
Oh, no. Should we wait just a minute, or would it do your heart better to just get that confession out?
Well, I didn't know if you were going to introduce this episode, and then I'll make my confession.
Okay, let's do it that way. Small Church Nation, we need you to get your yays and yeehaws ready, because this is episode 50.
Yeah! Yay and yeehaw.
Yay and yeehaw. Colby did it. He understood the assignment.
Yay and yeehaw.
Can you guys believe it, man? 50 episodes.
50 episodes.
That's so crazy, man. I love it. So, now that we've got that out of the way, so you know what we're just excited about. I haven't told you the topic. Oh, I should probably tell you the topic. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about some of our favorite episodes and why they were some of our favorite episodes. Kind of do a recap of this past year as we've been on this podcast. So with that being said, Joey, it's time for confession.
Okay, my confession is I was assigned to go back and listen to these and so I could speak to them and what's my favorite one. And fellas, to be honest with you, I don't like my voice on the radio, and so I don't listen to these when they come out on the radio. And so I got my wife to go online, go to the AOL and dial in and try to find the radio station these are on so I could listen to the archive of them. And I just couldn't find what radio they were on to listen to. So can y'all help me? What radio is this on?
It's Old Dude on FM.
On the significantly older radio channel. Yeah. Yeah, I know I said radio the other day, buddy, but it's not on the old transistor radio. This is a podcast.
Okay.
And what that means is that we record it and we put it on the internet.
So I'm on the internet.
No. Not the thing, not the one they used to send in the mail in a CD. No,
oh, this is okay.
Different. Yeah, this is different.
So am I doing like those kids do now? What is it called?
It's called hashtag.
Clock click. The clock click?
Yes,
the
clock click.
What is it? Is it clock click?
I think you may be referring to TikTok.
TikTok. That's it. Am I TikToking?
Yeah.
Am I on TikTok?
We're something. We're doing something.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
That's right.
We're losing something. Listeners.
Oh, man. Our 40 and under crowd are like, what? Like, they did say this guy was significantly older, but I didn't know that significantly older.
I'm not quite that old, which could bring up interesting things. Listen, so for some of the more technically challenged or just the older crowd, get a younger person to look over your stuff.
Hey,
before you put stuff out.
Listen, it doesn't even have to be the older crowd. Like, I remember about 13 years ago, not quite 13 years ago, it was maybe more like 11, I saw people on Twitter using the hashtag, and at that point in my life, it was a pound sign. It was a number sign. And there was a guy who was part of our church from way back whenever I got saved, who's like, I don't know, he's like 6 or 7 years younger than me, and he was always kind of the trendier one. And I texted him, what is this? Why are people doing this? And he explained to me what a hashtag was, and like, that's been so long ago now that he's the older guy now, and I can't ask him what the younger guys are doing because he's asking somebody what they're doing too. So, yeah, it's always important to have intergenerational conversation, that's for sure. And that goes up too as well.
I say us.
I'm not us anymore, man. I'm backing into 40. Like, I got my backup beeper going strong. So we still need to ask some of the older folks, like, how do you change a tire, Colby?
Right? Oh, my goodness, yes. Change that tire.
By the way, I know how to change a tire. I used to get paid to do that, but
it's not that difficult. Change your tire.
Not that difficult. Change your tire. Right.
Or lose a man card.
Now, and this has been the Grumpier Old Man podcast episode. We are glad that you've been here. So, guys, today we are talking about the favorite episodes, or maybe at least the episodes that have stuck out the most to us over these 50 episodes, man. Like, this has been just a wild ride for this 1 year. So, Colby, do you want to kind of jump in and say something about that?
Yeah, you know, I get asked that question sometimes, you know, when I talk to people about podcasts and what we're doing and why we're doing a podcast to Small Church Leadership. And one of the things they ask me is, what's your favorite episode? And before I actually sat down and thought and listened to different ones to see which one and came up with my number one favorite episode, I always tell them the first episode. And they're like, why? What's so special about that? it's the first one. It's the one that we did, because we had talked for 2 years right. about doing a podcast. You know, when we sat down last year, because September last year is when we started. When we sat down, I think it was July of last year, we talked about the podcast, and I brought up the notes that I had in my phone from the discussions that we had had, and it was 2 years that we had talked about doing a podcast. So episode one really is one of my favorites, because we did something.
Yes.
We started a movement.
Hey, come on now.
And we put it into action. We were done talking. We were done, brainstorming. We were moving forward with it. And so that's why number one is one of my favorites, but it's not the favorite. Yeah. I do have the favorite.
I think that's important for our listeners out there too, because man, you guys have something that you've been wanting to do. You have a dream that you've been talking about and thinking about. Just do it, man.
Just do it.
Remember when we started that, we just had that one crappy microphone sitting in the middle of us, and we like kept leaning in together to talk like we were James Brown's backup singers or something.
Yeah.
And like, you can hear the echo of the big sanctuary at Forward Church in the background of it. And I'm like,
now we got three microphones and we all lean into them. So.
Well, that's probably the good thing that we're leaning into the microphones and not leaning in so far we break our teeth off on them and all of that. That's like, I hit my lip on the last episode, and I didn't want to say it out loud because I felt like an idiot. But here we go. It's a special episode, so I got to let it go, man.
Let it go.
So, Joey, what about you, man? What's some of the first things when you think about this special episode series?
All right, so I have two series that we did as episodes. I know. Overachiever, right?
That's right.
Mine is the first four, five, six, especially the first four there we did when we talked about the healthy pastor. And that's my favorite, because personally, that is what's helped me the most, is when I realized some of those things. And my spiritual health matters.
Yeah.
My physical health matters. I can't be a healthy leader and be unhealthy. If I'm going to lead healthy in a healthy way, I've got to be healthy.
Yeah. And that's the heart behind why we really started this, man. It's been interesting to me to watch the evolution of our podcast. When we first started, I was gung-ho about, man, let's teach people systems. Let's teach people all the stuff we're learning from our coaches. Let's help them get all of this content that maybe they wouldn't have access to. But we came out of the gate and we're like, you know what? But spiritual health matters. And like, just over the course of this year, for me, it's been those episodes where we're really helping the small church leader to handle stress and to spend time with God and to build a healthy family. Those things, man, they've been really, really, really big.
Spiritual health matters, physical health matters, and mental health matters.
Yes.
I know just this week I had a time that I was not leading on a full tank. Mm. And I realized it in the middle of acting stupid.
That would be my entire life.
What was going on? And go, you know what? I need to get more sleep. Mm. I need to get with Jesus. I need to do a little bit better. Because this is not where I want to lead from.
Yes.
So episodes one through four, kind of fall into that category of one of your favorite sessions.
Yeah.
I just want to point out that episode five was about good friends.
And were we talking about he's one not, another?
He's not a fan of the good friends one, so he must still be looking.
I love it, man.
Yeah, that whole series, I agree with you, Joey, that whole series, not just because we started it, but it has had an impact. And even beyond that, we took that series and put together talking points on it. And when I went up to my annual conference for my denomination, I taught that series to the pastors of my denomination. And so it's gone beyond just a podcast. It's stuff that we have notes down and
right.
and looking at to actually go out and talk to pastors and teams to talk about their health and different aspects of their health and the importance of not just spiritual, mental, and physical, but I actually having those the emotional and having all those releases and having those good friends to get around you. And so it's been, that is, I agree with you. That is a great series.
And not just for the leadership portion of that, not just me as a pastor, but me as a husband.
Yeah, as a human being.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
A father. How I relate to my children, how my children see me. Provoke not your children to anger, you know.
Did he just go King James on
he
us?
Did.
Oh, man.
He just pulled out King James on us. He did. I like it.
Just being a better person all the way around. When I'm following these things, I'm doing these things, I'm just a better person. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We agree.
Thank God the prayers are finally being answered.
And Hallelujah. Having good friends are a part of that. They can look at you and tell you when you're being a knucklehead.
Yeah.
Well, let me say this for those of you that are listening. Episode 1, I'm just going to read these titles off so people can see how good these things are. Episode 1 is The Healthy Pastor, Spiritual Health. Pretty important. Episode 2, Mental Health. Episode 3, Physical Health. Episode 4, The Healthy Family Life. Episode 5, Good Friends, as Colby has said. And Episode 6, Great Hobbies. Like, man, that's just, we should redo that series, man, and just talk about how important that is again, because it really, like you're saying, Joey, it helps us to be very well-rounded, very centered in who we are in Christ and lead out of that place. I love it. Absolutely love it.
And I would go far probably to say this as you read those off. The number one is Episode 2. Mental health, start there, because if you don't have it together, mental, if you got your mental health working in the right direction, your spiritual health, everything else is going to suffer there.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard to build on those other things.
Yeah, mental health is so important, and it's such a stigma. We talked about that in one of our other episodes, I'll find in just a moment, in episode 35, Pastors and Depression. And, like, man, mental health matters. And so we definitely want to encourage you, make sure that you're man, seeing a counselor, seeing another pastor, so someone who can help you unravel that pretzel that can sometimes become your brain. Colby, what do you think, man?
Well, I listened to all 49 episodes so I could come up with the my favorite one. I've narrowed it
down.
Narrowed it down to
technically
to
all
two.
Of us have listened to all the episodes because we're listening while we're recording them. Okay?
You're right. But I didn't go out and listen to all of them because I have listened to all of them. I knew in the back of my mind, I knew the ones that I thought were like gold. They were really good. And in the first series, I love that one. But I got it down to number 37, three practical ways to refill your emotional, mental, and spiritual tank. And I think it's funny how we did. We went from thinking we were going to be a podcast to give the small church leader the how to fix your church, how to grow your church, and we became more of the podcast to say, hey, small church leader, this is how you need to take care of you. And take care of the things around you. And so I really, looking at this, we did talk a lot about emotional, mental, and spiritual health and getting into that. So this one here, 37, three practical ways to refill your tank, might have been the longest one that we've done because
no, we don't do long episodes
because it was 56 minutes long. And so I didn't go back and try
Listen,
that out.
That's half of one of Joey's sermons.
That's true. I don't listen to his. You know, I don't get into his sermons because they're. But he's just trying to beat his associate. That's all. They challenge each other to see who can get the furthest one.
No, see, that's what you don't get. That's the Pentecostal way.
Yeah.
Pentecostals, we can turn a 20-minute sermon into a 20-series sermon.
I filled the pulpit for you one time couple years ago, and I was done in like 25 minutes, and people were like sitting there going, is it intermission? Like, no, I'm done. Ran out of notes. So anyway, this podcast here, we talked about retreats, we talked about Sabbath, we talked about sabbatical, and I don't want to go back into the whole, because we did a podcast on the sabbatical breakdown, recap of how Joey and I took our sabbaticals and the importance of those sabbaticals. But even more than that, it was the retreats and the Sabbaths, making sure we're taking the time off to take care of us. And since we did this podcast, it kind of made me put up or shut up. You know, if I'm going to talk about these things, I better be one doing these things. And so I take my monthly retreat. Now I don't go to a hotel room and lock myself away. I go to a buddy of mine, his church. It's 5 miles from my house. I go to his church, get into a room, and he's got great Wi-Fi, and I hook into that, and I plan several months out. And so I take that one retreat where I'm able to focus on the planning, focus on the preparation, focus on the spiritual growth and those things. And so I take that retreat. That Sabbath, I disconnect. I don't want to say it's the Sabbath where I don't do any work, but I don't do any church work. I don't do any ministry work. I do things because I enjoy doing some of those things. And then the sabbatical, obviously took the sabbatical, but it made me look at what we talked about in here, in the small church leadership podcast studio. It made me realize that if we're going to talk about this stuff, we really ought to be putting it into practice. We really ought to be doing these things. And so, and there's been several things that we have talked about, the time management one, that we did just recently. That one was one that, since I've made time management more of an intentional focus of mine, I have found that I have more time. And so there's just a lot of the podcasts that we do have challenged me to, either put up or shut up. And so, I'll shut up now.
Yeah.
Well, with the one thing about the retreat is you, I go to a hotel because that's what my church.
Yeah, your church pays for that.
Yeah. But you, it's a change of venue.
Yes.
You're not trying to stay in the same, with the same distractions, same place. It's a change of venue, and that helps have a change of mindset sometimes where we can focus ahead, where we got the same old distractions, we can't.
And I'm not a creative kind of person. I don't have the creative mind. But when I'm out there and I'm away from my office, I'm away from my house, and I'm in this room, I can come up with different ideas as far as sermon series that I'm going to do and different things that we're going to do to move forward during this time of peace. COVID garbage. So I've been able to get, still not creative at all, but I'm able to think a little bit clearer, because I don't have the distractions. I put my phone on do not disturb. Sometimes I even just leave it in the car, and I go into this room and I just me and God just really talking about, what do you want me to do next?
One of my most productive days that I've had with office days, stuff I had to get done, was not at my office, was actually sitting in Brian's church, where he opened his church and let me go in there and use one of his rooms to think, because I was on this side of the water. It would have been a waste of time to drive on that side of the water and have to drive back. Yeah. He opened it up, and once I prayed the spirit back into the building.
For that, by the way.
It was a productive day because it was a change. It was out of my normal. It was a change of scenery. And so if you're having that unproductive day, maybe go to the park. Maybe that'll help. Go to the library. Change venues. That'll help with productivity.
It's a big building with books in it.
Oh.
Not coloring books, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Apparently the school I went to had one. I didn't know.
That's interesting. Library.
So what we're seeing here is that these episodes have not only been something that we've been using to try to help minister to others, but have also been healthy reminders for us as well.
And they may have just been helping us.
Hey, maybe so.
I mean, we are multinational, but these things may have been really just God may have just been using these microphones to get into our heads.
Yeah. And that's okay.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
And I think that's a broader principle that the small church can understand too. Like, maybe you're like me and you put a lot of energy into this big event because you heard this wave growth strategy from our podcast, and then all of a sudden the big event doesn't turn out the way you expected it to. Well, maybe God was just trying to get you to do that kind of work so you can see what it would look like, so you can build those leadership muscles up for the next time. Or maybe we're in preseason and we're training for something that's going to happen way 3, 4, 5, 7 years down the road, and that's okay. Hmm. It's okay that we're just letting this stuff marinate in our own souls for now. It's good stuff. Good stuff. Yeah. So,
Brian, what is yours? What's your favorite one?
Man, when I was really thinking about what my favorite episode is, I just really realized that these episodes are like my children. You know, and I love them all, and I have a clear favorite.
I wasn't sure where you said that. Like my children. Where are we going here? But so, you love them all, and you have a clear favorite.
Here's the thing. I tell every one of them that they're my favorite. And it's funny because I say it so much that they're all like, yeah, we know Dad. I'm your favorite. And so is he. And so is he. And I'm like, but see, that's the thing. Like, you're my favorite. So anyway, when I talk about this, man, I absolutely love the first one. Because even hearing you guys talk about it now, it's like, man, we did it. Like,
yeah,
we got out of dream phase and what if phase, and we got into execution phase. And I know over the course of these 50 episodes, you guys have wanted to get me into execution phase and get rid of me, but you've stuck around and we've made, man, we've built this thing, and God's built it through us, and I'm really excited about that. And going back to that first one, it's like, man, we started with a dream and with a passion. We've gotten better, I think. At least our sound product has gotten better.
It's a better sound, yeah.
So that really is a special one for me. But alongside of that, I would say, man, episode 31 has been really big for me. It's just an episode, man. The title of it, Some People Just Won't Follow You. And that's an episode that was back in the days before we did the interview style stuff where we would, like, one of us would take over. And Joey took over for that one. And he was just talking about what it means to lead a vision and lead a church when everybody doesn't follow you, when, you know, you're trying everything you can, and we expect 100% participation, and sometimes we don't even get 10% participation. What does that mean for you as a leader, as a Christian, and all of that? And it's just, I think that that's helpful stuff that pastors need to hear. But also, the crazy thing about it is today, I needed to hear it. Like, I'm listening to it fresh today. That episode came out in May. That came out May 17th. Yeah. And here I am, today is October 13th, and I'm like, whoa, like, I need to hear this right now. And so it just, man, it's a really good episode to talk about the reality that, man, sometimes you're going to be leading this thing, in many cases, even by yourself, and you got to be okay with that. So that was really, man, probably my favorite episode. I always love the things we talk about where we talk about mental health and pastor spiritual health, because at the end of the day, all we can do is take care of ourselves. You know, we can't outsource that. We can't outsource our own prayer life and our own connection with Jesus or our own connection with our families. And so that's been, man, big for me.
So what I'm hearing is the ones that meant the most for us is the ones that impacted us that was what we needed personally.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably fair to say. Yeah. And I love this, too. We're not sitting here going, you should listen to this episode because we're thebomb.com and we're so awesome and this will help everybody. We're going, man, this really spoke to me, and whether or not it spoke to somebody else, it gave me what I needed.
Yeah, production wise, those first four is probably our production wise right. was our worst.
Right.
And Brian, you were needed because you do the technical part of this. We've got to have you here. I don't think I could upload this in my dial up. So AOL, I don't know if it lets
Joey,
me do that.
Joey and I would just be having like a tape recorder in here and clicking record and send that cassette tape to somebody to put it up on the. On the internet.
Look, all you got to do is have YouTube come down here to record it, and you'll be set.
But we have, I'll be honest with you, we have face for radio. So,
I don't know about, my mom loves it.
Yeah. Well, we don't have the, we don't need YouTube down here yet.
Just yet. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask this question then. So, what about the next 50 episodes? What are you looking forward to for the next 50 episodes of the Small Church Leadership Podcast?
Man, I was not expecting that.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a question I'm not prepared to answer. Uh-huh. So yeah. I appreciate you answering that. And
okay.
You know, for me, I think that something that is helpful is not just not just talking about pastors, but stuff on pastors' wives, stuff on health of the leaders in the church, because we are a small church leader. And yeah, we do talk about mostly pastors, but we've got, I mean, in our churches alone, we've got some volunteers that are just, they are dedicated. They are, you know, children's ministry, worship ministry, whatever it is, they are just like all in, and, they need to be cared for as well. And so, I think other than the pastors, you know, going out there and making sure that the pastors have what we can offer the pastors, stuff for the wives, because pastors' wives they're the heroes. They're the ones that put up with us, for one, and I know our three wives.
Listen, we're not even going to be in the same neighborhood in heaven with our wives. No. They're going to be the nice.
I'll be in a van down by the river, and those guys will be my wife.
In a van.
My wife will be in a mansion, and I'll be down in a van by the river. But it is, and I think that getting a perspective from pastors' wives, because they're put in a category that they're supposed to meet a certain
Right.
Requirement. You know, because previous pastors' wives did so many things, and you know, what is yours? I remember sitting in an interview of a pastor, and the biggest question that the people doing the interviews had was, you know, well, what does the wife bring? Does the wife play an instrument? Does she sing? Does she teach? Does she want to do this? Does she want to do this? Does she want to do this? And when she said, "My job is to support my husband," they were like, "Well, we don't want her."
Right.
And we've got some great pastors' wives out there. Other than our three, we've got some great ones out there that they need some love too. They need to be told, "Hey, your health is your mental health, your spiritual health, your physical health is just as important as the and not just wives. Let's say the spouse, the pastor's spouse, is just as important as the pastor."
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sounds good, man. I mean, I'm definitely interested in being more inclusive with other leaders outside of the pastor role in the Small Church Leadership Podcast, for sure.
One of the ones I'm looking forward to is, I think maybe slated for episode 52, is when we talk about contentment and how to be content or contentment in ministry. And so that's the one I'm looking forward to, so I can learn from y'all, learn what contentment is.
You're here to learn.
Yeah, yeah. What I need to be content with, and then maybe what I don't need to be content with and need to be concerned about. So I'm looking forward to talking about that.
That's definitely a great one. I want to give a shout out to here as well to one of our Facebook followers and faithful podcast listeners, Sean Buckaloo. I hope I'm saying your last name correctly, brother. And if I'm not, please forgive me and give me some grace here. But he reached out to us at our Facebook page, where you can find us by typing.
Where is that at, Joey?
You can actually. He's asking Joey. You don't want to be asking CD Internet, man. I don't know about that. But if you go to open your Facebook app and go into the search bar, you can type in Small Church Leadership and find us. As long as Facebook isn't down, you can find us that way. But Sean actually reached out, and he was talking about how the episodes have been beneficial, and he talked about the importance of contentment, wishing we'd do an episode on that. So guess what, Small Church Leadership Podcast? We listened. You spoke. We listened. And we're going to do that in two episodes from now. We're going to talk about contentment in ministry. So that's good, Joe.
And while you're on Facebook, tell us what your favorite episode is. What impacted you the most? So that we'll know, and maybe we need to concentrate and put some more attention and content on that.
That's really good. Absolutely. Let us know, man. Because here's the thing. We want this to be of value to you as well. We've talked today about how much value it's been to us. We want it to be of value to you, man. We really, really have a burden and a call from God to help the small church fulfill the big mission. So you're looking forward to that one particular episode, Joey. What about the growth of our podcast, man? What are you looking forward to over the next 50? So what does that look like for you?
Getting some, not just what we talk about in the room, but some other tools in their hands, or some opportunities of help that we can offer in a different format besides just the podcast.
Yeah, sounds like more work to me.
Like coaching?
Like coaching?
Coaching. Oh,
wow. How do you know? And like maybe creating groups where we can maybe gather digitally and we can share burdens and pray with one another? Or what else are you thinking about, Joey?
You're just talking like any kind of resource that we could offer beyond just three men in a room talking about whatever's on our mind.
I like that.
I think that's a great idea.
I think it's a great idea. And, man, these are some things that we're definitely looking forward to in the future. And so, man, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to the growth of our podcast in all of these different areas and ways we've talked about. Bringing in some guests and sharing some conversation with those guys. And
we'd have to find another microphone.
Oh, man. We could all go back to sharing the microphone together instead of a trio.
I have to steal one from my worship team every week. And then I forget to take it back out there, and they holler at me. So that's
so maybe
okay. They love me anyway. So
episode 51 will
Thanks,
be.
Thanks, Eleni.
Putting your things back where they belong. That should be it.
You're going to get one person. You're going to get one person that goes, "Yes, that's the one that Pastor Colby needs, is putting stuff back where it belongs."
Yeah, they'll be like, instead of him talking about that one, let him listen to that one.
Yeah,
Joey's over there.
You get me wound up over here because with a school there too, and it's in the building 5 days a week, getting stuff back where they belong is a big thing, especially when you work in the kitchen. Quit stealing my utensils.
To all of our faithful Small Church Leadership listeners, please be praying for Pastor Joey. He is turning all kinds of red over there. I'm actually concerned that he's going to bite the microphone. So there that is. Well, guys, this has been good, man. I'm looking forward to getting together for at least 50 more, man. Who knows? Maybe we'll be getting together for more than that. So I appreciate it, man. Thank you, Colby and Joey, for your time. And
thank you, Brian, for all that you've done to get this thing going. I mean, small church leadership was kind of your vision before we even started really hanging out much. And you just kind of said, hey, guys, let's do this. And so that's where the brainstorming and all those ideas started coming together.
It's so pitiful, too, though, yeah. Man. Any brainstorming from this brain. Yeah, man, I appreciate that.
Okay, so the brain drizzle.
That's more like it, yeah.
The brain drizzling.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of, why does Snoop Dogg carry an umbrella? For drizzle.
And that was the last one. We made it 50, and we just ended at 50.
No, thank you for inviting us along in the journey.
Yes, man.
And now, what would you like our listeners to do?
I'll tell you what would be great. Since this is episode 50, it would be amazing for them to go and give us 5 stars, right? Like 1 star for every 10 episodes that we've done. So wherever you're getting this podcast, man, if you could give us a really, really good rating, that would be helpful to help us get this podcast in the ears of more people that could use what we have to offer.
And go find 50 friends to listen along with you.
You know what? Hey, I like 50. That even better, man.
Send it to 50 friends.
He's asking me when he could have answered it so much better than I could. See, this is why we got to work together on this. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook and our social media that way. We're starting to beef that up just a little bit. Now, don't be like that lady from the 80s and be like, where's the beef? I just said beef it up a little bit, okay? Don't expect a whole lot more out of us because we can only do what we can do, and we've proven that's not a lot, right?
So, well, the listener is a small church leader, so they understand that we're also plumbers and electricians and custodians and landscapers.
And the social media director of our own church Facebook
right?
page.
Yeah, like, I'm not.
It's so much happening. So, man, we love you and appreciate you guys as Small Church Leadership Nation. And, man, we devote a lot of time to this, and not just to producing it, but also to pray for you. And that's what, man, we're going to do as we end this episode. We're going to just pray for you. And so, Father, I thank you for our Small Church Leadership podcast listeners. We ask, Lord, that you would bless them, that you would bring them closer to you, that you would bring them closer to their spouses if they are married, if they're not, and they desire to be married. God, hook them up. And, God, we pray you would bless their families, help them in all that they're doing, and help them as they lead to lead with faithfulness, and to lead with joy and contentment. Help them to lead out of rest and not wrestling. And help them to be part of building your kingdom in all that they do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hook them up.
You're like, hey, listen here. You have not because you asked not or something. I don't know. So, guys, thanks for listening to the Small Church Leadership Podcast, the podcast where we are prayerfully, hopefully, maybe helpfully helping the small church fulfill the big mission. I'm Brian.
I'm Joey.
And I'm Colby.
And we will see you on episode 51, where we're talking about how to deal with a lack of resources. We'll see you then, guys. Bye.